We have a new snapshot of the country's opioid fentanyl crisis today. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released preliminary data on drug deaths in 2022. There are some hopeful signs, but overall, the overdose crisis is not easing in the way that some experts had hoped. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann joins us now to explain. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so tell us more about what these new numbers show.
Well, the big picture is that drug deaths in the U.S. hit another agonizing new record in 2022. This, again, according to the CDC, more than 109,000 people died, many from fentanyl overdoses. And on a human level, case by case, it's an incredibly hard moment. I'm talking to a lot of families who've been devastated by this. Fentanyl's now the leading cause of death for young Americans age 18 to 45. So a lot of families losing kids, a lot of young kids losing their parents, happening all across the country in every demographic, though, Elsa, we are seeing particularly devastating rises among Black and Native Americans.
Mm. You say it's happening all across the country, but I imagine different states are being hit differently?
Yeah, that's right. It's a really complicated picture right now. Some states are still seeing just remarkable surges. Drug deaths in Washington State and Wyoming, for example, up more than 21% in a single year. Texas and many other states up 10%. New York City, where I spend a lot of time reporting, saw drug deaths explode again, rising 13%. But there are some other points here. Two states hit hard by the opioid fentanyl crisis, Maryland and West Virginia, actually saw some improvement. Fatal overdoses there declined by roughly 7%.
Wow. So do we know why these particular differences that you're citing are happening?
We don't. And that's one of the frustrating things. This drug data, unlike the data we got on COVID during the pandemic, is gathered really slowly, and it's kind of spotty and notoriously inaccurate. These preliminary CDC numbers we're talking about, they're just now telling us what happened back in 2022, and that makes the public health response really difficult. I spoke about this with Dr. Nora Volkoff, who's head of the National Institute of Drug Abuse, and she acknowledged federal agencies grappling with this crisis are often sort of flying blind.
What is happening right now, I don't know. If you want to actually be nimble and flexible and do the interventions on the basis of what you are observing, you need timely data. Otherwise, you're doing it with your eyes closed.
So that's really tough, given that we're decades into this opioid crisis. We're still seeing only about 1 in 10 Americans with drug addiction getting health care or treatment. So it's dangerous and frustrating for families who are struggling with this.
Yeah. One hope was that drug deaths would fade pretty quickly along with the COVID pandemic, right? Like, is there any sign of that starting to happen?
The short answer, sadly, is no. And this is a thing troubling a lot of the experts I've been talking to. There was this explosion of fatal overdoses in 2020 and 2021. A lot of people thought it might be triggered largely by the isolation and disruption of COVID. But Dr. Volkoff says these new overdose death numbers suggest we're just not going to get that kind of quick relief.
One could have expected is as many of the challenges that were imposed by the COVID pandemic are resolved, that we will see a decline in the number of overdose deaths. It's concerning that we have not seen that.
The big factor, Elsa, keeping these death numbers high, it appears to be fentanyl, this synthetic opioid, which is just so powerful, the street drug supply more toxic than anything America has seen before. And now we're seeing xylazine and other chemicals on the streets. So keeping people with addiction alive just keeps getting harder and harder.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to ask, are there any bright spots in this new data?
There are. As I mentioned, some states are seeing drug deaths decline. Maryland, South Dakota, West Virginia all improved. Florida saw almost 200 fewer drug deaths in 2022. And it's also important to point out that the national drug death picture, it's not rising as fast as it was. It's more of a plateau, which isn't great, but it's better than the really deadly trajectory we were on before.
Absolutely. Well, do any of the experts you talk to have an idea about how this crisis, this wave of drug overdoses might end one day?
It's a great question. And unfortunately, the answers I'm hearing on this aren't particularly hopeful right now. We're seeing the COVID pandemic fade pretty rapidly, but no one I talk to believes we'll see a similar recovery from opioids and fentanyl. This is something families are going to be struggling with for years to come.
That is NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.